Guelph Today received the following letter to the editor from reader Patty Collins, in regards to council rejects staff's call to sell former drill hall. Why I attended the city council meeting at Guelph City Hall on Tuesday afternoon was to hear the delegates explain their proposal to turn the drill hall into Guelph's Center for Visual Arts. This is an important initiative because visual arts does provide more than entertainment and luxury. Neuroaesthetics is what happens to the brain when expressing art. Regardless of skill level, the involvement through viewing, thinking about, or creating art affects the prefrontal lobe, the thinking and limbic system, the emotional areas of the brain. This lowers the stress hormone, cortisol, without medication. Your Brain on Art, by Susan Magzamen and Ivy Ross, shows scientific proof of the therapeutic benefits and how essential art is to our lives. It develops cognitive skills, counteracts emotional stress, creates careers, enhances the economy, and builds communities. The location of the vacant drill hall for an arts center in an historical building is ideal for downtown. It will welcome all citizens and tourists to the public setting that will act like the recreation centers that are accessible to all. This is critical at a time when art is being reduced from public education curriculum. Congratulations to our City Council for recognizing this need and being supportive of another section of our community. Patty Collins, Guelph, Ont.